It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. John Heffron is here. You people over the bridge in Port Charlotte, Visani, you got to go see him tonight, 8 o'clock, Friday, 8:30, Saturday, 6 and 9:30. 941-629-9191. You know Visani, it's a restaurant and comedy, and it's like one of the only cool places that does comedy out there. And to have them bring guys in that are show friends is great. Anybody, because we boom in there audibly, even though it's so far from us. We do so well over there, the band will go down there and play down there, our band, every once in a while.
Oh, nice.
So we can get out and see the people because they're so cool. Tonight, 8 o'clock, Friday, 8:30, and then Saturday, two shows. That's when the magic happens, as the kids like to say. John Heffron is telling us about, this is not a like story for his comedy act. He really went and found Ozone from Break-In and went and took dance lessons from him.
Yeah, like, I don't want to repeat the story, but see, I'm 48, right? And I love to dance. Ever since I was a little kid, yeah. I just love going to dances,
I've never said that phrase.
Oh, yeah, but I aged out of dances. So at 48, I'm not going to a club. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to a bar. Right. I can't. I'm never
an occasional
with,
wedding,
I'm
maybe?
Never with my, I don't get invited to right. anything. I can't go to just even some dance club with a girl that maybe works at the, or, you know, you're married guy, so now.
Yeah.
I literally.
Where are you dancing?
I dance. There are YouTube videos. There's a couple guys that teach stuff. This Matt, I'll give a reply. His name is like, if you pull up Matt Stefanani, Rude, like he gives tutorials. So he'll dance.
Right.
And then he teaches you how to do it. And I'm almost a 50-year-old guy in my hotel room.
And what kind of dancing is Matt teaching?
You have to watch it. It's just like.
Put it up, Joe.
Just go Matt Stefanani. Rude tutorial. Like, okay. He's got a bunch. Or All About the Bass. Or right. My two.
Are those
two?
Are your go-tos?
I'm trying to learn the Rude song. It's like, woke up this morning. Got out. You know that song?
Yeah. I know the song. Yeah.
So rude.
I didn't know there would be a dance that would go to that.
Oh, my God.
What is inside you, John?
I just love dancing. But I can't. But, yeah, this is the video that you have. This is him showing it. But if you look. You have to do.
You want to do like choreographed dance.
Look, you'll see him dancing with a bunch of people watching. So okay. This is the actual tutorial. Like, so this isn't the good. This is him showing you. But there's a video before this that he's just doing.
Okay.
So right. Anyway, so I will sit in my hotel room, and I'll. Oh yeah. Yeah.
This
watch
is
this.
It?
Yeah. Watch this.
I've seen this. I've seen these two before.
It's all about, the bass is good.
Uh huh.
Like. And then he goes like this, and then he goes like this, and then she dances, and he points. Like, so I'm a 50-year-old guy in my brother-in-law's scrub pants that I took because he's a doctor.
Right, learning how to do the moves.
I take an Ambien, and then I start to do YouTube videos.
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah.
Like, just watch this. Like, oh, I wish we could hear the. This is all about the bass.
You want All About the Bass?
But, no, but the Rude one is good. But anyway, you guys get the point. So I'll watch him, and then I'll try to learn. So I have dance parties in my hotel room.
Alone.
By myself.
Does your wife
and
know you can do
sad,
this?
And that sounds sad, but there's there's no other option. Oh, this, yeah, like.
Does your wife know you can do this?
Oh, yeah, this is the Rude one, and this song is so.
Oh, Rude.
You know, this is it. This is it. Oh, yeah, right here. Wait, we can't hear the song.
Do it. Let me see you do some of this. You want to hear
a magic? Well, no. Like to show you. Wait, hold on. And then he goes. What? Go back to the video.
Go to the video.
He was on. John's on point.
But that's my favorite.
This is not a dance that you would. Like, if I was in a club and you were doing this at the club, I'd go, look at this little thing.
You're
a Tuesdays
dancer.
With Maury dancer is what you are. This is, oh my God, that's hilarious. I mean, you do good.
I do that in my room by myself almost every night.
Oh my God, why can't you be like the rest of the comics and just masturbate?
Because that's boring. I think I've seen everything that you could see.
You got to the end of the internet when it came to porn. You're like, so I guess I'll dance.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a TV show. You should be pitching this. You and a bunch of your other late 40s buddies go and reenact with the stars of the thing. But you do the barn scene. You do the Sandlot baseball is the best. You go, well, because what are those kids doing? None of them are doing anything.
I would get the kid. I'm literally out of breath. I'm trying to hide
you're
it.
Right.
I can't.
Take it. Breathe. You got to breathe or you dance.
Here's what I want. I'd do a Sandlot. I want to get in a tent, and I want that kid to show me the best way to make a s'more.
Right. Okay.
First, you take the mellow, and then you click the, and then have the kid tell the story.
Dude, that like, and
there are so many,
something like, from Stand By Me you could do.
We could go searching for our
dead body.
Yeah.
And we go on the railroad track. We could go run for the train on the railroad track.
Oh, yeah.
We could have a party and somebody steal an egg. No movie that's from?
Somebody stealing an egg. Risky Business.
And then we drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we drive a Porsche. You got to do the dance thing.
Drive around Chicago. Yeah. Getting it back.
Oh, my God.
No, Joel. I'm playing cards now.
Yeah, we got...
Wait, we can try to start global thermonuclear war.
Oh, Joshua. Yeah. Would you like to play a game?
See what we can break into on the computer? There's so many... I love this idea.
We got to find a payphone for that, though. Good luck.
And yeah. I just watched that recently. I was on, and it holds up, but it is so horribly outdated. Like, I can't watch a movie that has a computer monitor that's not flat anymore, let alone a dial-up modem.
It's rough.
Well,
people, I have friends who are actually fighter pilots, and when they watch Top Gun, they're like, that technology is equivalent of, like, a dial-up
thing.
Like, they can't, but I don't know. I don't have any reference points, so I just assume
that's
what the stuff.
Imagine the girl you can make now, Weird Science.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. We can get Wyatt.
Yeah.
We can get Wyatt, and we can actually hook things up.
We could totally make a girl now.
Yeah. We can get a real girl doll and put some AI into her.
Oh, that already exists. Like that's...
Yeah, but we can dial it in to what we want it to be.
Wyatt, Chet, there are mutants. I used to get that. I used to get that I sound like Wyatt.
You do have a little Wyatt in your voice.
Weird Science when I was in high school.
And what is that kid doing these days? Wyatt. What's not Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? What's not Ted doing? Bill. Or the other way around. You know what I mean? I don't know which one was.
He was in one other movie that I remember.
Lost Boys.
Was he in Lost Boys?
Yeah, he was
in
Vampire.
Wildlife, remember that movie with Chris Penn and Eric Stoltz?
Yes.
Wasn't it called The Wildlife, I think?
So do we get, like, scenes and let... Yeah, right? You just want to act out one scene? Or do you think they'd be totally not into it?
No, I think they would be into it. Not, look like I said, if you try to get...
I stick with dance? Like, what's Irene Cara doing?
She didn't dance. All she did was sing. You got to get the girl from Flashdance, Jennifer Beals. Get her in there and do the maniac thing with her.
Yeah.
Right?
Right? Because that'll be your specialty on the show. It'll be like this week. Every week you do a dance scene from the 80s. Oh, my gosh. You do Footloose. You do that. You did Breakin'.
Staying Alive was from Saturday Night Fever.
And that was in the 80s, though.
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy. Do a little line dance.
Now, Step Up. Like, that's... No, all that stuff is 90s. So we got to go 80s.
You got to start in the 80s. Eventually, you're going to run out.
Eventually, go up. But at the Grease?
Oh, Grease.
Or Grease 2?
You got to do Grease.
I could get on a ladder. Who's that guy? Where did he come from? Who's that guy? Where can I get
How are you not gay?
Burn me through and through.
How are you not gay? You know the words to Grease 2
I
song.
I want a cool rider. Cool. Yeah.
I know that song, dude. Now that you're singing it. Holy cow.
We're going to bowl tonight. We're going to score tonight.
No one else listening to this show knows words to agree to.
You could do the dance scene out of Breakfast Club when they're on the tables and they do the thing.
Yeah.
You
know? At a library. Yeah. We got to find a library that still has a card catalog.
And a big statue.
That's going to be tough to find. The card catalog is going to be the toughest.
Who could you get from that cast?
Nobody.
No. Well, you might be able to get Judd Nelson. He's not done anything in the last 30 years. Or 20 years.
What do you think those guys' day rate? Okay, let's say we have just unlimited money.
Right.
So, like, there's some billionaire listening to the show, and he goes, I would like to see this happen.
Okay.
Like, he just has that type of money. Because that's the type of money I would, like that bathtub with the door on it, side note.
Yeah.
Here's my plan. Did I tell you this last time?
I don't remember, so say it again.
Okay, so I have a question about the bathtub with the door on it.
Right.
As I just busted your headphones. So first, right. I got to pay you guys to replace these headphones.
Oh, that's $8.
So when you're in the bathtub with the door on it, and you're done taking a bath and you hit drain, as the water is coming off you, will your chest have dirty bathtub ring on it? Because you got to sit in there while the water drains.
Yes.
Okay, so that was my one question.
Yes.
But here's what I want to make. I want to do acorn chairlift, okay, that takes me up into the bathtub with the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then when I'm done, it lifts me up, takes me back down the stairs, and dries me off. As I'm going down,
that's nice. Like, blow the air on you.
Like if I had cash, right. I would.
That's what you would do.
Yeah, yeah, because I would get in that acorn chairlift, and then that thing would be like, I just figured that would be like your time that like nobody can bother you.
Yeah,
when you're sitting in that chair going up the stairs
in your automated air dryer.
That's like your moment, sure. Where you could go. Listen, I got to call you when I get to the top.
I'm being dry.
I'm about to go up the stairs.
See, but in the door bathtub, though, they have the handheld where you can rinse off shower thing.
Who does that, though? Why bother taking a bath?
But like afterwards, just in case you got a dirty ring around you, you know. Yeah.
I'm not saying it doesn't look good. By the way, I'm a grandpa, so it's totally legal for me to own all this stuff.
You're not far off from that, yeah.
I mean, I have a grandson, so right. There's a lot of stuff I can do.
Yeah.
Okay, so back. So let's say we have somebody that's going to give us cash to do this.
Okay.
You know everybody has a price. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though these actors were like, there's no way, you know, come on, I'm an adult now, there's no way. You would go, really, for the kid from Sandlot? For $2,000, wouldn't sit in the tent and show me how to make a s'more.
Yeah,
that's 20 minutes of his life.
Chunk wouldn't do the truffle shuffle with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, so everybody's got cash,
right?
Like, no matter how rich you are, like, I was talking to Carole King,
the singer,
songwriter, this is crazy, yeah. And she was talking about corporate events, and she got paid $1 million to play piano
because they have the money.
At a party,
right.
And she wasn't even introduced as Carole King. She was literally just playing the piano, singing, and people were walking around eating for $1 million for like 5 songs.
Right there, I hear Howard talk about now that he lives in the Hamptons, he'll go to parties and Elton John will just be playing in somebody's living room. So yes, everybody's got a price.
So all these '80s people we're thinking about, we could totally get.
All right, well, this is
I'm no longer exhausted from my dancing, but I gotta say, I enjoyed that because that was the first time I got to dance in front of people.
Look good.
Because usually I'm by myself and I end up hitting my knee on like a hotel chair or desk.
This is my agent, super agent Tony Burton. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Michael. What's going on?
Have you been listening to the show at all?
Not the last 15 minutes. I actually just positive you back up again. What's going on?
We John Heffron is here, a very funny comedian, right. And he's got some great ideas. He wants to do this for just personal thing, but I think this is a TV show. So if we get like four guys like us who are in the late 40s, and because I don't know if you heard last time he was here, he went and found Ozone from the movie Break-In, and he took dance lessons from him. And now John's like, he wanted to get a barn so we could do the Footloose scene. And we were like, what if we went to these 80s movies and we reenacted these scenes, but we actually used the characters, the actors from those movies. And I told him he wants to fight one of the Cobra Kai guys. And I thought we could probably make that happen at the punch out. And maybe we can get Macho to come down and be the referee.
Well, I don't know about that part, but
You can get that done.
Well, if he says yes, I mean, I can't make clients say yes, but right. I mean, I could certainly ask the question. I mean, he does have the new Cobra Kai show coming out.
He's going to be doing some radio thing where he's got to get up and do 15 radio stations, right. And they're all going to ask him the same question.
There'll be thousands of people in attendance at the
hacky wax on, wax off of jokes why they're being interviewed.
Right, so and he did enjoy the interview I did with him. So anyway, but that wasn't even my question.
But that's it.
John wants to know. What like everybody has their price.
Everybody has a price.
What do you think we can get a Cobra Kai guy for, or like if we wanted to reenact
the Sandlot guy,
the Sandlot scene where the kid teaches us how to make s'mores? Like we can get that guy for like $300, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it all depends on where they live. You know, mm-hmm. that's a big part of it. But I mean, so because now you got to add your travel and accommodation. But the, look, some of those guys you could probably get for $1,000 or $2,000.
Yeah, a day rate like a SAG, like day player rate,
right?
100%. There's actually, I know that Tiki Barber's got that that website. Casey, what's the name of that Tiki Barber site? There's a, when you can go on and you can literally see the quote for everyone on there. You'll love it. Let me see if I can find it for you. Because
Tiki Barber has a site?
Yeah, so it's literally a site that has like it started out with athletes, but there's now it's gone beyond that. That has famous people's quote to like if you wanted to have. Make this up. Rondi Barber come over and do your fantasy draft, you know, with your crew.
Okay.
It would cost you $2,000 for the night or something
that's
like that.
Pretty
so
good.
You can literally go, yeah, what, I'm making that up.
Can I point out?
Thuzio. Thuzio.
Okay.
I'm
can I point out the Dutch from the Cobra Kai that you had mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to pay him a lot of money. How much do you think Dutch is worth?
How much he's worth?
Yeah.
Worth or will show up at your house,
no,
too.
How much do you think he's worth?
Dutch.
Yeah.
Like Cobra Kai number 4.
Yeah.
$200,000.
Interesting fact about Dutch, he is the son of Steve McQueen. He's worth over $45 million.
I was unaware of that.
His name is Chad McQueen.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, so.
I bet you we can still get him. I bet you we can get him.
I mean, I don't know.
He's got so much money, he might just show up and do it for fun.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, now I'll fight Will Smith's kid then.
You know what I mean? That's a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
That kid's got his own money.
But that, so I got to look at that website. Like,
all right, so I have it, but do I got to join it to find out?
I don't think so. I think you can look at it. I mean, there you can literally even, people started doing this, and you can get like a former NFL player to like play in your pickup football game for a price. I mean, like they list the things they'll
four,
do. Like,
four play. Rings and a trip to Monument Park with Tino Martinez. That's priceless. I would do that in a heartbeat. We have to find out how much
I need to get on this.
We have to find out how much is it. Yeah, Dancing with John Heffron.
I have no skill.
You do?
And I would also suggest that some of those quotes are still a little high because the individual is putting it on themselves. So, you know, but it's just for like these like ancillary things like you guys are talking about. Like if you wanted someone to play poker with you or come to your touch football game or whatever it is.
I want to go to the mall with Debbie Gibson.
You could probably do that.
$80.
$80.
And then I want to accidentally run into Tiffany while I'm at the mall with Debbie Gibson.
Oh, man.
I can afford that.
You can.
I was on TV 13 years ago. Come on.
Oh, I want to do this. An evening with Mark Teixeira. Oh, I like this site. Okay, yeah. So we need to.
Oh my. What can all I'm going to be at? You guys don't understand. After I practice my dance lesson tonight after my show, I'm going to be on the site and
trying
I'm going
to
sell
out
merch.
What things we can do.
And then tomorrow at when I have my merch, I'm going to be like, all I got to do is sell 30 CDs, and then
so we can get Dutch.
I can totally
fight a Cobra guy.
I can get that guy from BJ and the Bear to drive me around in a semi.
Greg Evigan, you be the bear. You be the bear.
But like, now that's because I hate selling stuff after shows.
Right.
But it's money my wife doesn't know about.
Right.
So I'm going to use it strictly for that type of stuff.
Can Macchio do a thing where he lets us come over and wax on the car?
No, he's too big. Like,
he didn't have to be there. He just let us go and clean his car.
This conversation with him could have happened 2-3 years ago.
Right.
But
now, with the resurgence.
Yeah, so now he's off the table. So now we got to find that American Ninja guy. The Gymkhana guy.
Michael Dudikoff?
The guy from Gymkhana.
Okay. We can't get Van Damme yet.
No, those guys are all done. We could have got Ralph London, but he's going to be in Creed 2. So a year ago, see some of this.
Dolph Lundgren. You said Ralph London.
Yeah.
We can definitely get Ralph London. We can definitely get him.
Tony, I'm not getting any prices on this.
They may have updated since last. Maybe you have to just join it just to see the quotes. But you can, and even John, I think you can join there too and say, you know, put your quote out there for what you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a okay, how about this? Now I'm throwing a lot at you. You were talking earlier about going to a place where you have a big bar fight. Okay?
Right.
We can probably get most of the guys, the bad guys who showed up at the Double Deuce.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
The guy with the steel-toe boot with the knife in it.
Knife,
he'll come out there.
Foot. Yep. Like, we can get that guy.
We can get that fat bouncer to fight on the good guy's
some
side.
Some of them have passed just because they're older. But
we can get Terry Funk to sit in there and just call the shots. Oh, dude, this is. I'm telling you right now, we may be starting a whole new business after this. Forget TV show.
So are you almost like suggesting that this is a television show, like actually like sort of like recreating?
No, we're literally doing it this afternoon. We don't care if there's cameras. Yeah. No, but that's, I got a side note. So speaking of just stars.
Right.
Okay, so there was a movie. It was called Youngblood.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I know. I'm just saying it, yeah. But I'm not used to talking to people that are my own
Patrick
era.
Swayze.
Okay, my daughter is a young blood. So
the hot girl.
There was a her name was
Chrissy something.
Look it up. Right. I'm not saying I'm not being bossy, but it was Chris. Anyway, so the movie, the theater that I grew up in, South Lyon, Michigan. We went and saw the movie at like 3, right?
Right.
And there was another movie at 6, and we went and just bought another ticket.
Cynthia Gibb.
Because she is in there. And there's no sex scenes,
there's
right?
Because it's 80s. There's a nip slip.
There's underwear.
She takes off her pants, and she's wearing a very, not even revealing, almost granny panties in today's world.
Right.
Calvin Klein underwear.
Yep.
But it affected me so much that we bought another ticket to go to the 6
see
o'clock
that part?
To see that one
wow.
scene, right?
Wow.
And so we ended up seeing that Youngblood maybe like 3 or 4 times. Just, we're also hockey fans.
There wasn't even dancing in that movie.
There wasn't even dancing. So I'm at the gym in Los Angeles, and I see her. And we're working out, and she goes, hey, can I work in on this machine with you? And I go, yes. Right? But not creepy yes, but I'm just like, of course.
Right.
Just talking.
Keep telling it, but you told this story, but keep telling it. Keep telling it.
Sorry,
no, there's plenty of people that didn't hear it.
So then we keep working out with each other.
And you know it's her.
And I know it's her.
Right.
And I'm being way cool about everything.
Right.
I'm not even mentioning I know that she's a celebrity. Uh-huh. And then towards the end.
And really, is she any more a celebrity?
I don't know, but towards the end, because I'm sorry I repeated the story.
No, this is good.
I go, hey, by the way, when I was whatever, 13, I saw Youngblood like 3 times in a row just because you were in your underwear. And she goes, oh. She goes, I'm going to go get some water. And then she walked away from me and never came back. Yeah.
Dude, you got to think that somebody like that is fishing for compliments these days.
Come on.
Dying
I'm
for a guy.
Like, eventually things swing. Like, when I was a kid, I signed on to Netscape. Or, no, that's not. What was the first? There was a social media thing like AOL.
Prodigy?
In the 80s. In the late 80s. Like, we had one kid who had an internet whose parents, I don't know, were crazy billionaires. And it was like Netscape or Prodigy or something.
Right.
Earthlink.
Right.
Yeah, it was one of those. And I was obsessed with looking up Debbie Gibson.
Okay.
Okay, but now, as a somewhat successful, I know I'm married, but 48-year-old guy, Debbie Gibson
should be.
Is gettable.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So if you just wait long enough.
Till her star quality goes down.
Or you just, everybody gets into that age.
Right, where you all just become normal people.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen.
I'm going to go to that website. We got to... Can we just, okay, we never made our bear movie. Did you even tell your agent about your awesome movie there?
No, if I do, then I have to cut him in.
We never did the bear movie, which was dumb.
It wasn't dumb, it was great.
We would have made $1 billion.
Yeah, that's right.
We would outsold Jumanji.
We still have time.
We would outsold Jumanji.
Right. We got ideas. We need to start acting on them.
Better bear movie since The Revenant.
Yes. It would have been better than Ted.
Basically, the bear movie, real quick, was about a little person who hides in a bear outfit, and that is, he's a spy, and I deliver flowers and the bear to people's offices, and then he jumps out of the bear costume and gets intel from wherever I dropped him off. It was like a buddy cop movie.
It was great.
Brad Williams already signed. We already had the person.
He already agreed to it, but Dinklage was interested. So we're not really sure if we're going to go with Brad Williams. Don't give it to your first midget.
So we had that.
Don't give it.
You know the old saying. Don't give it to the first midget.
I think that's in Trump's art of the deal. Yeah. I believe. But now that we have this website, we have to create. Can we do something? Can we create an awesome 80s thing and somehow give out tickets and we'll...
Yes.
We will all do it. Can we have a Footloose dance?
Listen to me. I'm going to promise you this right now.
I want to fight in a tuxedo at the Footloose dance.
Okay.
I wanted you're getting beat up by the what's her face's boyfriend.
Too bad Chris Penn is dead. We could have probably got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get Sean, but you can get Chris.
And then I want to come running off and just go... you're tough when it's five against one.
Right.
And I jump, and then that whole...
Come into that scene.
Tony C. on Twitter has a great idea of another dance that you can do. It's the African anteater ritual from Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, you know that dance?
I don't know that
dance. Oh, my God. When he can't buy me love, when he's trying to learn how to dance, and he accidentally watches the History Channel, and they do in the African dance, and he learns how to do. Oh my God, you gotta learn that one.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, all right, Tony, thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Help us lock in some 80s superstars, will you?
Yeah, I will. Actually, I do have a good Debbie Gibson fun fact for you before I go, though.
Okay.
My roommate was her engineer. My very first roommate, who I've known since high school, and he was her engineer and produced some of her stuff later on, and also was working with another young fella who was handsome, whose name I won't disclose. And he deflowered Debbie Gibson on my futon.
Your engineer friend? Or the
other
guy?
So this other artist and Debbie Gibson, and so when he gave me the futon to when we were living together, he said, "Fun fact, that's where Debbie Gibson lost it."
Who was the other? Who is the big superstar at the time?
No, he wasn't actually even a big superstar. He was just like a young handsome guy that was at the
Justin Stengel.
Say again,
Justin Stengel.
I said young and handsome.
Oh.
Is Lucy? Is that futon
he was
sellable?
Up and coming. Say again.
Yeah, do you still have that futon?
Does somebody have that futon?
No, I don't. I could probably give it to you. I guess I don't know. I don't know what happened to that after I moved out of West 46th Street.
Hey, can you look up on that site, Lucy Liu?
It doesn't let me.
Her quote is way high.
Yeah, she's popular still.
And she was married to like some billionaire. I think they're getting divorced. But
we
could
probably get Margaret Cho though.
Well, I told you again. I repeat stars name, but I told you the Lucy Liu story of why I did comedy. Lucy Liu got me into comedy. She was a waitress at a comedy club, and she was so hot that I would sit in her section. And then she said, "Hey, we have open mic here on Tuesdays. Are you guys going to sign up?" And as an 18-year-old, I said, "Sure, I'm going to sign up to do it," because I was talking to her, and then the very next week, she wasn't there, but then I started doing open mics, and then she graduated from University of Michigan and went on to be Lucy Liu, but she's the reason.
Does she know that?
We're represented by the same people, and she's one of those people where I don't want to come in contact with again, because if she's a little then my whole existence is a sham.
I had her on the air. And she was so sweet and so likable.
Yeah, so I'm kind of afraid to talk to her.
No, I remember said she saw a guy do open mic stand-up.
Open mic, did she quit?
Yeah, a guy named Jeff that she thought was really good.
All right, Tony, thank you.
All right, Michael, take care, guys. All right.
We're clearly going over today, but I got to play commercials. When we come back, if you want to hang, you're welcome to hang.
I'm going
to
hang.
We've got Chuck Henson. You know him from Bay News 9. He's a friend of ours. He's doing the Mad Dash run this year. He's going to come in and talk about that next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5. The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.